I want you to know that I believe, if there's any Christians in this room, because I don't want to offend anybody. Yeah, really, I don't. I was brought up Catholic. I believe in all that stuff. I really do. I don't believe in confession, though, because I couldn't tell the truth in there.
You don't believe in confession?
No, I don't, because I'd have to lie. Anyway. Shit. But I honestly do. I talk to God, and I wrote a series of God poems. I mean, many, many, many God poems. And I talk to God usually at 3 in the morning. And I rewrote the Gospel of John because I didn't like it where it was first written. But anyway, this is my conversation with God. And I have these long titles. All right, this is the title. And I'm not going to read your whole poem anyway. No, I'm not. It's too fucking long. Thinking nobody wants to jump from a skyscraper, and wars last a long time, and leopards can't dance at bar mitzvahs, and I can't sleep while pondering what Jesus' middle name, and all the while I'm talking with God. That's the title. I guess that's what's wrong today, is that nobody is a jumper. Nobody wants to climb out the 60th story window and then threatens to jump, or just jumps, thus ending it all. But here's the rub. I'll just skip on this number. And I'm hearing... And here I'm in... All right. My balls just got busted. Okay. And nobody wants... Here we go. Then we're rolling. And nobody wants to be somebody by taking everybody with them. Instead of just doing the honorable thing by jumping alone, they all want to go into the classroom and shoot 8-year-old boys and girls, maybe because they're afraid of heights, or maybe a voice inside their head told them, go ahead and buy an assault rifle and kill innocent people. And I'm here in Pittsburgh, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, the third day of summer, and we've been at war with Iraq for over 13 years, and if I stand far enough downwind, I can smell the Cheney stench of burning oil or hear the rumbling of frackers. And God, I'm tired and unable to sleep thinking of divine continence, like maybe nothing will change if I stare for a long time into the sun. And what is this all about, God? An experiment? Maybe I was put here to guess the weight of the dead? Maybe I was put here to find humor in the Bible? And if Jesus H. Christ was your son, what does the H stand for? Jesus Henry Christ? Jesus Heathcliff? Honcho Christ? Hubert? Holy Head? Hobo? Hosa? Horse Face? Hurricane Happy? Harry Carey? Hotsy Totsy? Hiccup? Hanky Panky? Hustler? Hard Boil? Hardcore? Hat Trick? Jesus Herbie Christ? Haggle, Hacksaw, Jesus Harlem, Howie, Homie, Heine Christ, Huey, Horatio, Hogs, Hoodwinkle, Hullabaloo, Jesus Hammer Christ. I'm leaning toward Jesus Hambone Christ. And all his friends called him Ham, his nickname Ham. But Hambone just doesn't sound Jewish. Maybe Jesus Hosanna Christ. But I'll tell you, my first pick would be Hambone. I guess, God, there are too many that carry the Bible, and few ever think that your son Hambone ever laughed or tickled a kid or told any of the apostles to pull his finger. I don't think that anyone that carries the Bible ever heard Jesus giggle when somebody mentioned Johnny the Baptist smelled like the Jordan. Or he didn't snicker when he saw a leopard dancing at the bar mitzvah. And how he belly laughed when Peter couldn't swim, when Peter tried to walk on water and him let him bob up and down till the count of 3. Peter looked like a drowning man teetering with a surprised look between heaven and hell. and how when giving the Sermon on the Mount, he contemplated doing the whole sermon in Pig Latin, and how he miscalculated on the loaves and fishes and was short 500 buns and forgot the tartar sauce, and everybody complained about how a wandering Jew kosher wine would have been great to wash the fish down, but nobody eats fish without wine, and maybe a dish of figs would have been a nice touch. And how Judas thought they should open a shoe store and franchise them in Jerusalem, and at that precise moment in time, he thought of turning the multitude into 5,000 pairs of stinky tennis shoes. Just imagine the look of Sid's face, imagine the shocked look on Sid's face when he saw Esther getting changed into a pair of sneakers. You see, God, it's late tonight and I can't sleep, and I'm sad thinking of wars that never end. And I keep thinking of all those that feel entitled and instant gratification and don't know how to come in second or last, and all those that have forgotten how to laugh at themselves, and all those that have forgotten the importance of laughter, and just saying thank you or I'm sorry and really mean it. And if the decision is to leap from a skyscraper, you should just climb out on the edge, pull down your pants, do a little slap-ass jiggle, throw some colored confetti to check the wind direction, also to cushion the jump, maybe strap on an accordion, and on the way down play "I Don't Want Her, You Can Have Her, She's Too Fat for Me," and carry a pair of cymbals to crash the ending with a great splat. With a little luck, you can land on a fat congressman that's eating a three-scoop ice cream cone, and later everyone can catch it all on the internet. And before the day's end, it will go viral, and you will become famous. But in truth, you will be just one less friend to be bold on Facebook. But God, I'm going back to sleep and dream. And besides, you know what? I'm always thinking, and tomorrow is another day, and my master plan is to stare long into the sun and come to terms with the unassuming continence of how a leopard just falls to pieces while soft shoeing to an old Patsy Cline song. And Jesus H. Christ, if this ain't an awful joke, just pull his finger. See ya. All right, man. I'll see you next week. Thank all of you.